This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorder, or FASD, is an umbrella term used to describe the range of disabilities that result from prenatal alcohol exposure. FASD is the leading known cause of developmental disability in Canada. The serious health, social, and economic impacts of FASD are now being recognized. In the province of Alberta, for example, it's estimated that half of all children in care have FASD, and one study has estimated that half of all young offenders have the disability as well. Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is also widespread among inmates in Canadian prisons, although research suggests that up to half of the prison population has FASD, little has been done within correctional systems to address this problem. At a recent seminar held in Edmonton, members of the legal system and the judiciary discussed issues related to FASD, the justice system, and the challenges of dealing with these cases within the confines of current laws. We're joined on the phone by Teresa O'Riordan of Northwest Central Alberta FASD Network.
Welcome to People First Radio, Teresa.
Thank you.
Teresa, research and practical experience has found that diagnosing FASD takes time and special expertise, and a diagnosis may not be made early in a child's life or it might be missed entirely. So consequently, FASD is highly underdiagnosed among the general Canadian population. Now, what are the implications of that?
Well, it creates some real complications with making effective and accurate social and fiscal policy. So when we don't have accurate prevalence rates, we aren't able then to invest resources where they're needed. As a result of not knowing who we're dealing with, then some individuals are judged as being non-compliant, meaning that they are defiant and not going along with things, as opposed to being non-competent, meaning that they can't do what we ask them to do.
There are lengthy lists of primary and secondary disabilities that have been linked with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and I saw some of those lists online. What kinds of behaviors can emerge from these disabilities?
The best way to remember it, as you say, it is a long list. There's an acronym that I use to help me remember just the complexity and the complicated presentation. And no one FASD diagnosis is like another. So please bear in mind that there's great diversity around just how many of these behaviors you might see and at what level of severity. So the acronym that I used is called ALARMERS, meaning that you're going to see problems with attention, potentially learning disabilities, issues with adaptive behaviors, meaning can they successfully manage and live their life, real challenges with reasoning, not understanding consequences, having a hard time understanding and comprehending, many different forms of challenges with memory. So there's subcategories of memory, long-term, short-term, working memory, auditory memory, and these individuals struggle with their brain being impacted in those areas. The E stands for executive functioning, and this is the part that of the brain that manages and organizes time and money. It's the part that actually helps us get through our day-to-day. And then regulation and sensory integration dysfunction. Sensory integration dysfunction is coming more to the forefront as individuals are able to talk about how uncomfortable it is to live in their body. They have problems with touch, taste, sound, movement, and as they use their inner resources to manage all that sensory input, oftentimes then they're not able to pay attention to what's going on around them.
How serious is this problem in Canadian society?
Well, you know, when we don't have good prevalence rates, it's hard to be really, really accurate. However, I would just ask each of us to think about what we do know, which is in Canada, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported that more than 50% of all pregnancies are unplanned. And then overlay that with what many of us would concede, that in our society, most of us drink. And add to that, that our pattern of drinking has moved to more of a binge pattern of drinking. So just for listeners' information, for a woman, binge drinking would be defined as 4 drinks in a sitting. And a good visual is just to imagine when somebody pours a glass of wine at home, you know, how full is your glass? And compared to what you get in a restaurant. And so, in fact, it wouldn't be uncommon for many women to be binge drinking when they have 2 glasses of wine at home, because each of those glasses actually is equivalent to 2.
People First Radio is a program about people, the society in which we live, and the issues related to health and wellness. Coming to you on CHOY 101.7 FM and streaming at CHOY.ca.
Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD, is a term used to describe a range of conditions associated with prenatal alcohol exposure. Studies have shown that people with FASD are at risk for disrupted school experiences, alcohol and drug problems, inappropriate sexual behavior, and mental health problems. It is estimated that up to 60% of people with FASD come into conflict with the law at some point in their lives. While estimates of the numbers of children, youth, and adults who have been placed in care or in prison vary, it's clear that FASD has been severely underdiagnosed and is highly overrepresented among Canada's prison population. We're speaking with Teresa O'Riordan, the Executive Director of Northwest Central Alberta FASD Network.
Teresa, at a recent seminar held in Edmonton, members of the legal system and the judiciary discussed issues related to FASD. Now, the justice system and the challenges of dealing with these cases within the confines of current laws, what are the key challenges?
One of the key challenges is we don't know how big the problem is. And so in the past, a lot of the behaviors would have been interpreted as being noncompliant. So you would have an individual who was before the courts, was given probation and a certain set of conditions, and then they're before the courts again because they didn't meet their probations, and so there are breaches. So one of the biggest challenges is not understanding that for the individual who does not have any of the physical or facial features, this is an invisible disability. And without that FASD lens, we're going to attribute behavior as being non-compliant as opposed to understanding we've asked people to do something that they are unable to do. So for the courts, it'll be a paradigm shift for them to understand that what you see is not what you get. Many of these individuals present very well. They're 18 years old. They can express themselves at a 20-year-old level. However, their level of comprehension is at a 6-year-old level. So just an example of where you'd have some of that difference between chronological age and developmental ability.
You speak of this as an invisible disability for many people, and I'm just, as you were speaking, I cast my eyes over the list, one of the lists that I found online, and these are behaviors that are potentially linked to the primary disabilities of which are associated with FASD. Impulsive actions, resistant to change, poor judgment, makes the same errors again and again, doesn't learn a lesson, quote unquote, poor memory, doesn't understand, money and time problems, can't plan for the future appropriately, can't generalize. And if you superimpose all of those challenges onto the justice system experience of many individuals, I'm sure that you can see the many problems that emerge.
Most definitely. And in Alberta, one of the things that I think is going to bode well for us is a true understanding that FASD affects all of us. So even though we're talking about justice issues, it is not just up to justice to address the issue. It is going to take all of us in order to, number one, help each other out around best practices and accommodations and modifications that are needed. So we need to learn from each other. And we also need to work as a community to support the individuals to be as successful as they can be. So, for example, if there was a person before the courts, they are put on probation, accommodations that could be made within the existing system would be things like limit the number of conditions. So that if an individual who's 20 is developmentally really 8 or 9 years old, we'd want to make sure that the number of conditions would be age appropriate for where they're at developmentally. We'd also want to make sure that we keep it simple and where possible use visuals to support the individual to remember that they need to go see their probation officer. Schedule those appointments regularly, same day, same time, same person, so that we support that individual's brain to do the best that it can. In fact, the term that is used for this population is we need to create an external brain. We need help from caregivers and supports and community services to do for that individual what they cannot do for themselves. This is not the same thing as saying if you have FASD, therefore you aren't held accountable, you don't have to face any consequences. It's about actually making the consequences relevant to the individual and then helping them be successful in making the recommended conditions actually work.
Teresa O'Riordan, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
With FASD being an invisible disability and most of us working really, really hard to make a difference, there's a real danger that we could all burn out. And so whether we're caregivers or we're working with this population in any of our different sectors, it's important that we take care of ourselves and that we actually work together and take care of each other.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us. It was much appreciated.
Thank you very much for your interest in FASD. Take care.
Teresa O'Riordan is the Executive Director of Northwest Central Alberta FASD Network. You can find out more about FASD and justice online at fasdjustice.on.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.